So this morning, we're going to talk about being confident, going out, soul winning, and having a confidence about you. In Ephesians chapter 6 and other places, we all see Paul, one of the greatest soul winners. He's always asking, if you haven't noticed this, he's always asking for people to pray for him, that he'll have boldness, that he'll speak the right things, and he'll say it with conviction. So in Ephesians chapter 6, look at verse 18. It says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints, and for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak, look, boldly as I ought to speak. So number one this morning, to be confident in your soul winning, you're going to have to pray for boldness. You're going to have to be bold. And look at verse 18. Paul says, always. He says, always be praying. And the thing about this, though, not only do we pray when we go out, we pray before we start soul winning, we pray after we're soul winning, but long before you get here this morning, you should have been praying for boldness. Amen. You should have been praying that God would already be working in your soul winning, that you would be ready to speak and ready to have boldness, and that would give you a confidence about you. And you need to be praying for others. If you look in verse 18, Paul says, for all saints, not just for him, but for all saints, you need to be praying. You need to be praying for me. I need to be praying for you, that as you're going out soul winning, that we're all effective, that we're all bold and have confidence. And also, even if you're not here, say you're watching the live stream, say you're sick, say you're not here, you know, you realize you can pray for the soul winning effort that's going to go on this morning. You could pray. You could say, hey, Lord, I hope that they're all bold that go out, that they're going to have confidence, that they're going to preach the gospel, and many people would be saved. Like when I found out the guys were going out on Wednesday, I go, well, I can't be there. But you know what? At work, I know what time they're going out. I can stop and pray for them. And you can do that and just realize that it helps you get involved. Because what are you doing? You're thinking about your brothers and sisters in Christ, even when you're not here, because you're not going to make every soul winning meeting. You're not going to always be here, but you can pray. That's one of the great things about prayer. You can be praying. And also, look at Paul. He's always asking this, though. He's speak boldly. What's it mean to speak boldly? That you have confidence. See, because if you show up at someone's door and you're not confident, they can tell. They can tell that you're not confident. And if you're just starting out, I mean, you're not going to have the most confidence, but as the more you do it, the repetition of doing it, and the things that I'm talking about this morning, asking God to get involved in your soul winning here, you'll become more bold and more confident. So speaking boldly will give you confidence. It will make you a better soul winner, and people will want to listen to you. I think people wanted to listen to Paul because of the way he presented himself. Turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 10. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 10. So not only must you pray for boldness to have confidence, number two, you must practice your soul winning plan. Practice your soul winning plan. Look at Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 10. Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might. For there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave, whither thou goest. So we're going to go out, we're going to spend time, right? We spend, what, an hour, hour and a half out soul winning. You're spending your time. So me, personally, I want to do the best job that I can do. I want to be effective, and I don't want to waste my time. Because look what it says, if whatever your hand findeth to do, and that's whether you're at work, whether you're doing things around the house, if you're going to do it, you should do it right and put some energy into it. Because look, it says with thy might. Put some effort towards it. Don't just show up and just say, well, yeah, it'll just kind of take care of itself, right? Soul winning is that important. So some little tips for this is, you know, first thing, you should know where you're turning. When you're getting the Bible out, when you shouldn't be figuring that out right there. Well, where am I going to go? And, you know, we all mess up and we forget. I don't remember where that verse is at. But the more you plan and prepare for it, you should memorize where you're going. Whether you start in Romans 3:23, then 6:23, Revelation 21:8, John 3:16, wherever you're going, have that mapped out in your mind. If this person gives me the green light, this is where I'm going. And then, better yet, then memorize those verses you're going to use. Because everyone knows that when you have something memorized, it rolls off your tongue better. If you have a song that you like and you know all the stanzas, you're going to sing it out more because you know the words. You don't have to really look at the book. Same thing with soul winning. If you know the verses and you have internalized that, you know, see, this is where the Holy Ghost can pull that stuff out and really use it. And a second part of that is know how to explain the verses. Because a lot of people, they're unsaved. They ain't going to, we already know they don't understand the Bible. But there's things you have to explain. Don't be trying to figure out how you're going to explain it. Say when they ask about repentance or you're somewhere in here in your text, be able to explain the word to them very confidently. And then lastly, know how to tie it all in together. In the beginning, right, you're talking about sin. At the end, talking about the gift, right? However you lay your plan out, that when you're all done, that you can tie it together, that it makes sense. And see, this is stuff you need to practice. Obviously, the more you give the gospel out to a real person. But if you practice it at home, I remember starting out, I would literally just sit there and go through and just act like you're doing it. And even if you've been doing it for a while, you know, you can mentally do that in your head. You can say, okay, I'm going to go here next. I know this verse. I'm going to go here. But have your plan. Know your plan. Don't be figuring out when you're at the door. So not only must you pray for boldness to have confidence and practice your soul winning plan to have confidence. Number three this morning, you must plan on giving the gospel. Turn to Romans chapter 1, verse 15. Romans chapter 1, verse 15. Plan on giving the gospel. What do you mean? I mean at every door. I mean when you show up, plan on giving it. Don't think, especially if you're in a neighborhood that you've been there before and you go, man, I know it's not receptive. See, you're already defeating yourself. And I don't think God's pleased with that. Show up saying, hey, door number one this morning, if it's my door, I plan on giving the gospel. You know, have the confidence. It's going to do something to you. I think the way you carry yourself is going to do something. Look at Romans 1:15. It says, so as much as in me is, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also. See, Paul's saying, it's already in me. I'm ready to get it out, and I'm ready to do it because it's in me. I've done the work. I'm not showing up to Rome and going to figure this out. I'm ready to preach the gospel. 2 Timothy 4:2, you don't have to turn there. It says, preach the word. Be instant, in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. The first part of that, preach the word. That's what we're going to do. But with confidence, and the way you're going to have confidence is that if you're already prepared to do it, and even though we know that in the reality of it, not every door someone's going to say, hey, what must I do to be saved? But go into it with it, the expectation that they will. Because if you've ever seen someone, and I've seen this, where they invite and then they ask the question and the person goes, sure, yeah, I'd like to see that. And the look on their face is like, really? You know, you can see it. I could see it on their face that they were shocked that they asked the question and this person said, yeah, I'd love to hear about that. And like I said, that was not very confident. You can tell that they were already expecting that this person would not want to hear the gospel, or they were already going to say no. So people can tell by your voice and your expressions that if you know what you're talking about, because if you're confident, people will want to listen to you. If you can present it in a way, hey, this guy showed up on my door, this lady showed up on my door, and they actually know this book, and they know what they're talking about. So number one, pray for boldness. Get God involved in your soul winning. Because you will waste your time if God's not involved. Jesus says, without me, you can do nothing. So get God involved way before you get here on Saturday morning or Thursday or Wednesday or Sunday afternoon. Whenever you're going out, before that time happens, you need to get God involved and be praying for others, like I said. Number two, practice your plan. Go through your plan before you go soul winning. Know what you're going to do when it happens. Because you do it enough week after week, you're going to preach the gospel. It's coming. If you're asking the question, it's going to come. And number three, plan on giving the gospel at every door. Be ready. You've done all the work. If you've prayed, if you've got it in you, you got your plan, you know what you're doing, be ready to give that, right? Have it at your hands. You got your Bible right here. Hey, I'm ready to preach this to you. I'm not going to be shocked if you say yes. I'm ready to go. All right, so let's go out there with confidence and preach the gospel. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Father, I do thank you for this time, and I thank you for this church that's sending us out, Lord, to go out and do your will. I pray for all of us that we have confidence, that we're bold, and we know what we're talking about, Lord, and we go give that to the lost. Lord, we thank you for all that you do. In Jesus' name, amen.